Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. We're glad you're here with us tonight. Seems like we might be having a little technical difficulty, but that's okay. Dr. Allen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Well, we've got some stuff to talk about, but we're going to talk about it in a little while once we get our listeners all tuned in and turned on. But for now, let me just say you're live on the air and you've already got calls waiting. Are you ready to take them?
Yes. Yes.
Let's do it. All right. Remind everybody. Caller.
Hello.
You're on the air, caller. You need to turn your radio down.
Oh, that was really quick. Yeah. No, I wasn't expecting to get on this quickly. Sorry.
We're quick tonight.
Yeah, you really are. It's 1 minute in. Hi.
Hi.
Can I ask a question? Or?
Yes, you're
Hi,
live on
Dr.
the air. Ellen. Ask away.
Okay, great. Okay, so a man is dating me. He's a lot younger than me. I'm 41. He's 26.
It's okay.
We dated. Yeah, I know. We've dated before. I'm just giving you some background, and then we kind of lost touch, and we're trying to figure out if we want to date, actually. I shouldn't even say he's dating me yet. So last night we talked a little bit, and he told me a lot of things that clearly there was just a total lack of communication between us. And he also told me that he has a really hard time getting close to people in general. So I was glad that he shared that with me. And I just want to state, because I know your principles, I've gone to a seminar of yours, and I'm definitely interested in being the feminine. And I look up to him. I think he's a great guy. He's very successful. He's very driven. He works a lot, and he's getting his MBA soon, and his company's going to pay for that. And, you know, I fully support him in that, but the problem is, he just never seems to have time. And then when we make plans and sometimes he breaks plans, it's very inconsiderate. So we talked about it, and I talked about it from a feminine standpoint. I didn't bitch or preach or nag
so
him.
Is he 51% valuable?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, then
definitely.
Keep him. There's nothing much out here.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not looking to ask if I should get rid of him or anything. Actually, our conversation ended and it was kind of open-ended. He told me he was really glad we spoke about things, but he didn't say whether he was really interested in picking up from where we left off again, because he feels he might be afraid to disappoint me. So that's fine. I totally accept that. I'm doing passive, patient, vulnerable, and I'm actually really loving that. I just wanted to talk to you about getting some insight about, he agreed that we definitely need to negotiate time, space, and play because
good.
We're not, and so it feels inappropriate because there's such a great imbalance where he's just all work all the time, and he agreed with that. So I just wanted to get a little
who
insight.
Wait a minute. Who asks who out?
He asked me out.
And does he pay for it?
Yeah, he always pays for it. And that was actually another
dating thing.
Yeah, no, another thing he told me is that when we were dating, he really didn't like the fact that he was always texting me and reaching out and asking me. But I was doing what I felt comfortable with, which is being, because we were not in a relationship
by
yet.
The way,
so,
were you dating as if in a committed relationship or are you just dating?
To me, it's funny, this all came out last night, but to me, we were just dating, not in a committed relationship because we saw each other maybe once or twice a week, and he never asked for that. And he also never asked for sex or anything, so it didn't come up.
Did you have intercourse with him?
No.
Well, then you were just dating.
Exactly.
Dating,
but he told me that he was exclusive to me. Like, this just happened, he just told me this last night. I didn't tell him either way because he didn't ask. But, he considered us in a relationship. And I didn't know that, you know, because we never communicated.
Well, he told you last night, wait a minute, mm-hmm. you're not letting me talk.
Sorry.
Okay. He let you know last night that he was in mm-hmm. a committed relationship. What was the reason you didn't say me too?
No, last night we talked about when we were dating last, which was a while ago. And he felt that
I see. So you,
in
you,
the past.
You weren't
yeah.
on a date last
Not
night.
Not now. No, no, no. We were just talking.
No, there is no just talking about being... He sounded like he was saying he was exclusive and dating you alone. Am I wrong?
When we were dating last summer, when we were dating, because we were still trying to figure out if
so
we should
reignite
this.
So how did you go on a date
this.
Last night?
We didn't. We talked on the phone.
Okay, it was a conversation on the phone, and he mm-hmm. was just reviewing the relationship.
Yes.
He said, I used
he
to be
me.
Committed, but I'm not committed today?
Not necessarily. We were just trying to figure out if we should try again. Because he
Wait
still really likes
you
me, and I still really
try.
Like him.
Was he asking you to date exclusively or not?
No. No. Not at this point. Because we just started talking again. After a long time that we weren't dating.
He called you.
Yeah, he reached out to me.
Okay. And he said, who was the person that said, I want to date again?
No one yet, because we're still trying to figure it out. He at first said that, and then we made plans, and he canceled. And it was a very inconsiderate way. Like, he canceled at like 6 p.m., that day when I could have done other things. I didn't bitch at him.
I
didn't do anything.
I hear your anger. Yeah. I hear you. Now, from what I understand, he hasn't asked for anything. You just talked about dating. So why not just wait until he asks you?
I am.
Okay.
But I'm just asking the question here.
What are you asking me?
Do you agree?
There's nothing to ask.
Well, there is, because if he does come back, which is fine if he doesn't, but if he does...
Come back. He's only talking about how he was with you in the past.
I understand that. But he was saying that he is interested still. So, I think
but
he's
he didn't
thinking
ask
about
for
it,
it yet. You didn't
no.
get to say yes or no.
No, but he agreed that we definitely needed to negotiate moving forward, and I was
then
asking about
it's
that.
It's up to him to negotiate.
Well, what would I do then? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what would
you
that
would say
sound
yes
like?
Or no? Are you going to say yes? I'm willing to date you monogamously. Or would you say no?
Well, I would say yes, but I want to make sure that we negotiate the time, the space, and the play, which is what I'm asking about.
Well, fine, then negotiate the time, the space, and the play.
Okay.
How often will you
Sounds
see
good.
Me? What kind of financial agreement? Are we splitting the bill? Are you paying the bill? What are we doing? Convenient, codependent, covenant, what?
Well, I want covenant. That's what we had before, so I don't know
All right.
what he'll want.
You're
going to
say, I want what we had before, we split.
Okay. I just don't want to make demands or anything. I wanted to get a little insight on how to kind of, you know, be
Mostly,
laid back about it. But
you already know what you want. You know what you don't want. So let him know when he asks for it.
Okay.
Good luck.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, caller.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Well, the problem there is she's mad at him for splitting up, but she's glad he's back to renegotiate. So it's going to be interesting how he asks her and whether she says yes or no.
Yeah, I think it will be too. Hey, we've got another caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
What is your question?
Okay. I have been dating this guy for 5 months
You have
now.
Been dating him? You're the man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so no, no. We have been dating. He's dating me. Okay.
No, and who's asking who out?
Oh, my boyfriend asked me to go to Disneyland with him. He has an annual pass. I don't. So my question is, he will take me there. Should he pay my annual pass or I pay?
That's why I'm asking you, do you have a convenient relationship in which you split the bill? Do you have a codependent one? What?
We have a committed relationship, yeah. We have this
you have a committed
regularity,
relationship.
Longevity, and long-term
right.
regular basis, yeah.
So how do you handle the bills?
Oh, the bill. Normally, when he takes me out, he pay.
Well, I understand that, but if you're in a committed relationship, do you do 2-to-1? I mean, does he pay for everything? Are you in a covenant?
No. Normally, I think we whatever we buy, I buy my thing, I pay. He buys,
all right.
He pay.
So you've got a pass. He's invited you somewhere, and you're thinking of buying a pass. Do I understand that?
Yeah, he's saying of buying a pass because he has an annual pass. So he wanted me to buy an annual pass.
Okay, so he's buying you a pass. Do you want to offer to pay for it as in a convenient relationship?
Yeah, that's my question. Yeah.
Well, do you want to offer to pay for it?
I think I should because it's like $700-$800. And
it's $800, you know, and what will it get you?
Oh, $800 will get me his happiness, and he is going to be nicer to me, and he will be more committed to me, I guess. If he pays for it, maybe. I don't know. He may feel not very happy, I guess, because he's very frugal, even though he has a lot. You know, he has several properties.
Can you afford to pay? Can you afford to pay $400 for it?
Oh, you're suggesting each pay half?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a good idea, huh? This way we both feel happy.
I don't know. If you want a pass and it costs $800, and that's a lot, are you comfortable paying half?
Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable paying half.
Well, then offer to pay half.
Okay, I think that make him happy. This way, I respect him. Actually, I don't want to.
You're in a You're saying you're in a committed relationship.
Yes.
Well, then, if your relationship is okay, doing a convenient 50-50, especially on big deals like trips or passes, feel free to offer to pay. You're in a committed relationship. You're a team.
Okay, all right, all right. I feel, okay, I will pay half. I think it's
what
it's
do you feel? Are you wanting him to pay it all?
I feel it's a guy. If you want to invite a lady out, if you should pay.
Wait a minute. That's a dinner date. That's not an $800 pass.
Okay.
If you went
that's
on a
right.
trip with him, is he rich enough to pay both you and he? It depends on how much money a man has.
Yeah.
Women don't want to be sex objects, and men don't want to be bank objects, unless they want to be. Does he want to pay for all your bills with him?
No, I don't think so. He's a very frugal guy. Even
then
if he has.
Would you be
frugal.
Comfortable paying half?
Yes, I feel very comfortable to pay half.
Then please feel free to offer half.
Okay. He is saying, though, he said, we'll get you annual pass. We'll get you. That means maybe we pay half?
No, we'll means two people. I will get you means he will pay. I'm hearing a man that is saying, we will get you the pass. That, to me, sounds like 50-50.
Oh, okay.
And you have the right to say no. I can't afford it.
Oh, no. I can't afford it. I will pay. It's not about then, money. It's just about the right thing to do.
No, there is no right thing to do. There's what you and he agree is the right thing, not some magical pontification from out of the skies. There is no right and wrong.
Okay.
Everything's appropriate and inappropriate, and you have to decide which for yourself.
That's correct. Yeah.
So,
I think one time he was saying, because I remodeled my house, so he came over to fix a lot of things for me for free, you know, put a liner in my drawer, dresser, you know, fix my TV, everything. Sometimes he bought things, I offered to pay. He said, oh, it's okay. You know, you fix, you cook dinner for me. Just good
you know
dinner
what?
With
he,
me.
He yeah. said then, you and I are sharing a convenient relationship. We share food, we share money, we share chores. So he's telling us right there what he's thinking.
Okay, half and half, huh?
What?
Pay half. I pay half. He pay half.
No, you offer. He's the one that says thank you. He's the one that says no, you don't need to do that. He's in charge of him. You're in charge of you. If you can afford to pay half, say so. If you can't, say I can't afford it.
Oh, I can afford it. I can. So I would just pay half.
Offer
to pay half. Okay.
Then offer.
Okay, offer to pay half. Shall I make it clear before we go to Disneyland? Or when we get there,
I
I'll
think
offer
you better do
then.
It as soon as you need to.
Okay.
Why don't you just say, I'm willing to pay my share? I'm reluctant to give you permission to say, I'll pay my half. That sounds right. Because he might say, no, I'll pay for the whole thing. Or whatever.
Okay. So, I would say I'm willing to pay my share, which is $400.
Yes, period.
Okay. Then maybe he will say, I already bought mine. I paid already. This is your ticket.
Okay. Now he's saying you pay $800. He just turned you down.
Okay. If he turned me down.
Is it worth it to you for $800?
Oh, yeah.
Then pay for it.
I will pay for it. I can afford it. Just I wouldn't feel so good about it because I didn't want to go to Disneyland. He wanted me to go. He wanted
Darling,
me to buy an annual
all
pass.
You have to say is I don't want to pay it. He's not doing anything. He's giving you an opportunity to buy something that he thinks you might want.
Okay, so I just tell him I don't want to pay it?
Well, then don't pay it.
So I'm debating between I should say I don't want to pay it, or I'm willing to pay half.
You know what? Go right ahead and do it.
Okay, do half, right?
Go right ahead and do it.
Willing to pay my share,
that's,
which is
that's
half.
Convenient. That's fine. Do it.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to make
good
it
luck.
Clear. Okay. Thank you. Oh, by the way, 4th of July is Wednesday, next Wednesday. So we're not going to have a meeting.
I'm so glad you brought that up. 4th
yeah.
of July is next Wednesday. So in yeah. Orange County, we will not be there. We're going to celebrate our country's birthday,
yeah, yes.
And we won't be there. However, we will be in Culver City on Monday, and
yeah.
we will be back on Wednesday in August in Orange County.
Oh, so the whole month, July is off, huh?
July is off for Orange County.
There was no room to rent.
There was no room at the inn for the month of July. So we'll be back August in Orange County.
Okay, no problem.
But we are at Culver City Marriott on Monday night, and you can get information on that at www.drpataland.com.
Yeah, yeah, I know where it is. Yeah. Okay, okay. So maybe we'll go to the Culver City one.
All right. That would be awesome.
Okay,
we'd love
thank
it.
You.
Thank you,
thank
caller.
You,
welcome.
Pat.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good suggestion. Very good advice. So
good.
I know I pay half. Everybody happy.
Good.
Thanks, good. Caller.
Thank you.
Let us know.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I'm glad she brought that up because I wanted to talk about that tonight. And I wanted to talk about the fact that we've got some amazing classes coming up. Not to miss out on those, you can find out about our classes at www.oneicestore.com. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen Live. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello, hello.
So I celebrated 1 year this last week with my boyfriend. And and I've been going through the Getting to I Do book, and there is a paragraph in there where it says, you basically, you know, you make time to talk and say, I love you, I love being with you, but I need to be able to talk about marriage or our future together in order to feel good in this relationship, something like that. So I asked him, what does the future look like for us? And he said, not on our anniversary, but this last week. So he said basically that he sees himself moving in together like 6 months from now. And I said, I don't want to be living together without an engagement, which he already knew. And he said, okay, well, that's kind of a thing that we won't be agreeing on. And I said, okay, well, when do you see an engagement? And he said, like a year from now. And we've already been together for a year. I'm 40, he's 42. And I said, what about getting pregnant or a baby? And he said, that could happen really quickly after we get engaged. The marriage and baby part could happen quickly, but he doesn't see anything sooner than that. So I'm just curious what, if anything, I'm supposed to do at this point. Is there anything?
Well, you've done a year.
Yes.
You've been in a committed relationship for a year, and you're both aware that you want to ultimately end up married with the baby. Is that correct?
That's correct. And he said, I love you. I want to be with you. There's no one
so
else I want
to be
with.
To you, I said to you, do you want to be engaged or married? And what is the date that you want this to be? When is the time for crisis for you to draw bottom line?
Me,
when do you want to do that?
Okay, so in regards to this specific relationship, when do I want to be engaged?
Yeah, but when do you want to do that?
Oh.
You've already put in a year. And that's, I agree that it takes a year of four seasons to get to know somebody, at least at the beginning. So when do you want to say to him, honey, I want to talk to you about our relationship. Is it convenient? And he would say what?
Yes, now.
Okay. I have so enjoyed this past year, but I'm not willing to do dating for the second year. I may be willing to be engaged, but I'm not willing to date. So did you want to get engaged, or do you want to terminate our relationship?
Okay.
That's called a crisis.
Okay.
Are you willing to go to crisis? And if so, when?
I am willing to go to crisis. Is it reasonable for me to stay like 3 months from now? Is that too long?
Fine. That's up to you.
Okay.
I just want you to know when you want to do the crisis conversation. I don't want to date anymore. I am willing to be engaged for a while. And I would think that would be 6 months max with the wedding date. With the wedding date coming up after that.
So even though he has told me what he wants, which is a year from now, I'm going to wait 3 months and then let him know what I want, and it's either engagement or we break up.
That's exactly right. But if you're engaged, you will still be giving him time, but it will be time when you will be planning your wedding because you want a wedding date.
Pat, what do you say when the person comes back with a counter argument? And they say, well, that's, I need more time, or I want.
That's fine. I am very willing to date you without sex, but I will be dating other gentlemen. Women want to be married, and men have to decide if they want to marry you. Men want specifically, women want generally. Marriage is not built for men. When men marry, they're assuming responsibilities. When women marry, they're giving up big hunks of their independent identity. So you're uncomfortable with him shopping for you as to whether you're worth it, whatever. We're talking about a non-legal maneuver called engagement. Honey, I want to talk to you about our life. I'm no longer comfortable dating. I would be comfortable getting engaged for a period of time. So, are you willing to get engaged with the ring, with the wedding date on blank, blank, whatever, which could be the next year or whenever is comfortable? But you have to decide. You're the one that wants to negotiate the wedding date and the wedding process, and that's your privilege, but you've got to set the foundation.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Either that, or you're just a free wife. But I hate to mention it, that the babies take body time.
What does that mean?
How old are you?
Oh, 40. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That's baby time. You've still got some fertility benefits, but they're getting smaller by the day.
Yeah.
So my suggestion is, your instinct says 3 months. I say go for it.
Okay, and it within these 3 months, I continue.
If he doesn't want you enough to put a ring on your finger and set a date, he doesn't want you.
Oh, got it. Okay, until I bring up the crisis point, I just continue the relationship like normal for the next 3 months until my date that I pick.
I continue having sex with him to continue the relationship. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks, caller. Interesting crisis point, Dr. Allen. I see what you're saying. She wants a baby, and her bio clock is tick, tick, ticking.
Hello? Right.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
OMG. Okay. Yeah, I have a question. So, Dr. Allen, I...
Yes?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I did this with you before, and I had a... I'm sorry. Let me mute this. Apology. There. Okay. So, yes, I had a call with you in the fall about someone that I was seeing, and it had gone on for a long time, and a man was seeing me, but we do not have exclusivity, we do not have continuity, we do not have longevity.
So he's your date.
You're
dating him.
I wouldn't say we're dating because he hasn't called it that, and what we do when we get together has been largely either business stuff or building stuff like for our future, and a lot of spiritual stuff.
Wait a minute.
Stuff.
Do you have sex or don't you have sex intercourse?
He has not gotten in. There's been no intercourse. But he is incredibly
sexually
attracted to me.
You're just dating, period. That's all you're doing is dating.
Okay. So we're dating.
And that's okay. If that's okay with you, it's okay with me.
It's not okay with me. I want to get married.
So when are you going to crisis?
I'm sorry, ask me that again.
When are you going to crisis? I don't want to do this anymore. If I'm not in a committed relationship with a promise ring and we're going to get married someday, maybe next year, I don't want to do this. What you're doing is being friends when you're trying to get married.
That's a great, I think you just cleared everything up. Because the last
time... How did I do that?
Because the last time that I spoke with you, that's kind of where I was. I was sick and tired of it. And I was going to make a statement. So I did make an appointment because he came back around. He leaves. This goes on and off. It's been...
Wait a minute.
Years.
You went to crisis. You went to crisis. You said,
I went to crisis.
I don't want to do this anymore.
No, I made an appointment to do that. And he left. I said, hey, I made the appointment, you know, in terms of using all the language I have something to talk about, you know, when would it be convenient for you?
He dumped you?
Yeah, he basically dumped me. So he left.
Fine.
And then But he came back. He keeps coming back.
Now, he's back again. Are you dating again?
So, this time he came back, and he stayed for a while, and then he left again, and then he came back, and I said, I put my foot down, like, a couple of months ago and said something like, you know, I don't want to be complaining all the time, but this is, like, not enough for me. I'm not getting enough time. I'm not getting enough.
Got it.
And he said...
So what did he agree to?
He dumped me. He didn't agree to anything. He dumped me. Again, he said, it sounds like you need someone who can give you consistency, and so it's only fair that you see somebody who can do that.
It.
And I said, fine.
So if he comes back again,
yes.
How about a promise ring and a tentative wedding date?
I love you. That is my question now, because I thought he dumped me and he was just gone forever. And he just pops back up. So I just need to know what to do. So, okay, how about a promise ring?
What you do is you move it to a higher level of commitment, which is either a promise ring or an engagement ring with a tentative date for the wedding.
Okay. And I,
that's the only way to do it. Otherwise,
no, I love this. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
He's shopping. You're going in circles.
I agree. I totally agree.
Your calendar is running out of days.
I agree with you. What I did do right this time when he showed up, because he kept asking what's the cost to get in, basically, in his way, and I was too nervous to say it, also prior to, you know, your teaching. So I did say this time, I said, you asked me, like, a year or two ago, what was the cost to get in? And I said, at the time, I didn't have the answer. And you said, that was okay. Just think about it. I said, I have the answer now. And he's like, okay, what's the answer? And I said, I am not willing to have casual sex with you. I said, because sex is not casual to me. I said, if you want to make love to me, then I would need exclusivity, continuity, longevity, and it would need to be marriage bound.
I love it.
I did. And it was funny because he cut me off prior to me even saying it. And he said, when I said the thing about casual sex, he said, oh, I know. He's like, I'm not a complete idiot. Like, I'm a little bit of a retard, but I'm not that much of a retard. So he said, I know that if we were having sex, that it would have to be continuous, and it would have to be like more than once. And that's when I said, true, it would. But beyond that, I need exclusivity, continuity, consistency, because consistency is the thing he said he couldn't give me before. So I said I would need consistency, and I would need it to be marriage bound. And so I said, that would basically mean that I'm your wife. And he said, you're right, it would mean that I found a good thing, which basically is a Bible verse talking about a wife. So I said, yes. I said, so it would mean the courtship is beginning right then, and that means I expect everything that comes along with that. And he was like, I appreciate you for telling me that. So that was the last conversation we had. But because I have underestimated the fact that he keeps coming back, I just wanted a plan of action. What do I do if he comes back? And because
if he comes back, you get an engagement ring.
I love it. That's terrifying, but I'll do it because I'm tired
of it. It's the same as going into escrow when you buy a house. You're not buying a house unless you're in escrow, and you're not really working towards marriage unless you agree you're engaged to get married someday soon.
I agree with you. And he keeps talking about how I stand out from every other woman and how amazing I am.
I appreciate that. How about you don't date him unless you're engaged anymore?
I agree with you. One of the things that I wanted to say was I can't do this anymore. I can't do friendship. I can't do
that's
all
exactly
of this doesn't
right.
work anymore.
That's exactly
okay.
right. I want a sexual, engaged, going to be married in 6 months to a year, period.
I'm going to use that exact wording because they all want sex and he loves sex and he's been abstaining in order to respect me.
I understand that. Well, it's time to close the deal. It's time to close.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I've never been good at closing deals, but that's not true.
Well, you're going to do it now.
No. I close the deals with the guys I don't like. It's just like you say. So I am good at closing deals. I just got to treat the one I want like the one I don't care about. You're right.
I understand that. I want you to use these tools with ones you want.
Yes, ma'am. I did. Good. I finally said it. I said everything right this time. I haven't said it in
yes,
forever.
You did.
But I did
yes, you did.
Say.
Yes, you did. Good girl.
So, okay. So end it with the last part, which is, are you calling me because the courtship has begun and you have an engagement ring for me?
That's right.
Oh, I love that one. That's good. I want to hear a report back for sure on this.
So do I. So do
Good.
I.
Good. Good.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. You're the best in the whole
You're
life.
You're welcome.
You.
We wish you success, and we definitely want to call back.
Yes, ma'am. I will call you back.
Big scholar.
And I want to remind people, I've written a book, Getting to I Do. It's on the shelves since 1995. And the new book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, has wonderful, wonderful explanations of the communication tools which are there to help you negotiate, not intimidate, and not seduce him or her. And by the way, I welcome men calling this number.
That's right, 323-203-0815.
Good. What else do we do now?
Well, we also need to remind everybody of the classes at oneistore.com, and that's where you can find our merchandise, including Dr. Allen's amazing new book, Man's World,
Hi.
Woman's Universe. Hi, caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Thank you for taking my call. Dr. Allen,
you're
all about, or Dr. Pat, about energy between men and women, obviously.
Yes, I am. Quantum physics is my goal.
Well, perfect, because I've been studying a lot about the law of attraction, and, you know, you get what you vibrate at. But, however, your teachings
exactly
for
right.
men...
Einstein said that. You will have whatever you want as long as you match the energy in your soul, brain, and what's out there. You've
well,
got
so...
to be able to carry the energy.
Well, but men and women are a little bit opposite. I want to be the feminine energy, and I want a real masculine man. So that's different. So how does that all work together?
Masculine men use their eyes to pick women for sensual and sexual pleasure. Harvard
yes.
did a study in the 90s, and the book is The Evolution of Desire by David Buss. Women pick what they want with the ears, status and security. That's what women want. So men and women, now, men have male bodies, but they have female souls. So if a man wants to be cherished, he's got to find a woman that likes to be respected. If a woman wants to be respected, she's got to find a man that wants to be cherished. We all have, women have yin bodies, but yang soul. Men have yang bodies, but yin soul.
Yep, and I've been following your work for years, and I couldn't agree more, and
Good.
That works. But what's happened is, I mean, so if I'm vibrating that I want to be cherished, I've attracted a man, too, that he's an alpha, so he wants to be cherished and respected. He says he wants to be respected first. So that is my dilemma, and like, if I, like the first caller, well, does he have enough money to pay? Well, this guy's a great guy, but I'm not sure he has enough money to take care of me, but I want somebody. It's not just because I want, I'm not going to marry anybody just for money, but do if you know, do I have to vibrate
How
that
old
money
are you?
To get a man?
How old are you?
54.
Dear woman. You are now moving chemically into masculinity in your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want you to consider men that are more feminine. Maybe they're in their 50s and 60s because
yes.
he may need to be cherished more than you do, and you may need to be respected more than he does.
Well, I realize that, but I really want to be, I'm really unfortunate because when I was younger, I was such male energy, and now I really want to be that female energy.
Feel free to get a man who's 50 to 60 years old.
That's what I have.
Well, if you've already got him.
Well, the question, it's a philosophical one about this, because if you're vibrating that you want masculine, don't you have to be masculine according to the law of attraction?
No, if you want to attract a masculine man, you have to vibrate feminine.
Okay, so that's where the dilemma, I just don't understand.
Raise your right hand.
It's raised.
I promise. On my honor. To respect the men I love.
To respect the man I love.
Even when I think I'm smarter. And can do it better. Furthermore. I promise to keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
I do promise to keep my masculine yang mouth shut. He thinks
Unless
I respect
I
him. I do respect him.
Unless I have to call the police
Unless I have to call the police?
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
First.
That's
how a woman communicates, even if she's 60 years old. But if she wants to be cherished, that's what she's got to do.
Yes, I agree.
Nature yep. builds women between 45 and 55. We go perimenopausal. We switch off estrogen on to progesterone. Men switch off testosterone on to estrogen. So nature is designed for women who are young to be feminine chemically, mentally, and emotionally. But older women are designed to be competitive, conquering, and controlling when they're mature because they're not on estrogen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So at your age, if you want to be cherished, you have to find a mature man who's willing to pretend that he's a young stud because you respect him.
So as far as the law of attraction between just with the sexual relationship between a man and a woman, the only thing, the big thing I have to vibrate to get the kind of real man that I want is to vibrate as a real feminine woman.
Is to act like it. That's why I remember, beware of your thoughts, they become words. Beware of your
right.
words, they become habits. Beware of your
mm-hmm.
habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, becomes your destiny. If you talk like a woman, you're going to deal with the man. If you talk like a man, you'll get a woman or a man who's a woman. So you better match him in that you want him to feel respected while you feel cherished. But you have to respect him first.
Right.
He can respond
right.
to you, but he can't, he cannot fight with you when he's 45 to 65 years old. He's too sensitive. Older men are too sensitive to fight with bull dyke women.
Well, I'm not that. He thinks I'm really respectful. He feels like I make him feel like a real man for sure. I'm
Fine.
Just wondering about
the
money thing. Well, the money
if
thing.
He doesn't
for instance,
have the money, he doesn't have the money.
So that's my question. As a woman, as a passive woman who wants a man to take care of her because of it, I think it represents
oh,
the kind of man that I want.
A covenant. She wants a covenant relationship.
Right.
I hate to say that, but men pay for women who have babies for them or run their office or run the house.
Right.
Do you understand? They don't
yeah.
just pay women because they have a vagina.
No, I get that. But then am I supposed to be vibrating for money if I want somebody with money?
Then you've
That's
got to act like you respect him. You have to use my tools. Don't ask him what he feels. Ask him what he thinks and wants and what you can do to help him do it. He is co-pilot okay. for his plane.
Right.
Physically, mentally, and emotionally. Match him in your complementary way. Match him. If he's masculine, you be feminine.
Okay.
Even gay
right.
men have
right.
complementarity. Lesbians have complementarity.
No, I know what you're saying is absolutely right.
Well, then fake
beta.
Fake beta.
yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you
Go
very,
for
very
it.
Much.
Go for it.
Right.
Match him in
Bye.
A complimentary way.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Allen, we're Good. Out of time. Heading
okay.
into... heading into the month of July and the 4th of July celebration upcoming, where we're not going to be in Orange County, but everybody remember Dr. Allen does phone appointments. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way we know we love ourselves or anybody else are the willingness to make and keep agreements.
Indeed. Everybody remember, www.drpatallen.com, www.oneistore.com if you want information on private appointments on any subject that we teach in our seminar classes, or just to talk to Dr. Allen one-on-one. info@drpatallen.com is the email address to use. We love you. Happy 4th of July. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.